From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, as always, we are always pleased to have you join us on ABQ Connect. I want to invite you on to tomorrow's broadcast. We will be revisiting ABQ God's Talent, Season 5. It's going to be at Hoffmantown Church Friday, July 14th. And if you're a middle schooler, high schooler, or you know one, auditions are due by Friday, June 30th. Now, a lot of times with talent shows, right, people think, you know, oh, we'll have to get singers. That would be great. But comedians, jugglers, talent, you know, musicians, you've got, a monologue you're prepared to deliver. Regardless, they're looking for talent and talent to be used for the Lord. And if you want to find out more about it, just go to their website, abqgodstalent.com. But we'll sit down and visit with the JNOWs. The JNOWs, we actually already did. We're going to re-air that segment for you on tomorrow's broadcast. That'll take up a single segment. The bulk of the show tomorrow will update you on the referendum the date just passed here on the 16th for turning in the petitions. And Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition will be in to let us know where everything stands, where we are, and what you can be praying for, and how you can act, and what have you. We'll have all you need to know about the referendum. But in the meantime, Better Together New Mexico, all spelled out, .org. You can go to the referendum project there and find out more. But tune in to tomorrow's broadcast to get that update. And we welcome into studio Colonel Quick with his wife, Pat, from Folds of Honor. And many of you may be well familiar by now. Colonel, I mean, how many years has it been now that we've had you coming in studio?
Gosh, I think since 2013.
A little while.
Been a while.
Yeah. What I want to start with, and we typically do, you know, I don't want to assume that everyone knows what Folds of Honor is, but I tell you, I'm seeing more and more. You know, I watch golf on TV.
Yeah.
So I was pulling for Ricky this last week.
Oh, we were too. Yeah. He's just a good guy. You know what?
He is a good guy, and he had good encouragement for the winner afterwards. He showed great sportsmanship.
Yep.
I am seeing some Folds of Honor commercials on TV. I shouldn't say commercials. It's nonprofit, but
infomercials.
Well, the neatest thing, kind of what we want to talk about today, is the evolution of Folds of Honor and how it has grown here in New Mexico as well as across the country. We, on 9/11 last year, the founder of Folds of Honor, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, we knew him when he was a captain, fighter pilot, and he went on national TV and announced that due to the growth in corporate support across the nation, as well as the number of chapters has grown now to 31 chapters in the country, and we here in New Mexico are our own chapter of Folds of Honor, and due to the success we've had in going to our communities for financial support for Folds of Honor, we were able to increase our coverage for education for military families as well as first responder families.
Yeah, yeah.
That's big news. And that's really going to put the workload on all of the chapters. And in addition to that, advanced degrees are now open to applicants as well. And we got our first kid in medical school from Albuquerque.
Very good.
We're supporting that scholarship.
Well, and you know, I hope that they choose to practice here.
That's my hope.
Yeah. Amen.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I mean, not to go in, another day we go into the why that's an issue, but, you know, New Mexico is in need.
Well, that's right.
Absolutely.
We have the highest per capita PhDs of any state in the union.
Yeah.
You know, with all the national labs and all those, the high-end jobs in the nuclear business, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We can't feed that from our own educational system here in the state.
Yeah.
So when I first heard of Folds of Honor, I thought of two things. First, why didn't I think of this? Because it's such a great need.
Yeah.
And the second was education, education, education.
Yeah.
Educate them here, keep them here, build the future of New Mexico with educated military and first responder families that need our help.
And, you know, you could walk through all the stuff. We talk about plenty of areas where New Mexico is on the bottom of the good list, you know. But I'm a fan of the place. I mean, you know, I'm a military brat. I've seen the country. And this is a beautiful place to live. And I'm thankful that we have organizations like Folds of Honor, your chapter, that's here providing scholarships for the wounded or fallen military and their families, that they would have a way to provide for themselves by having an education and being able to find good work. And now that's how it started, like you mentioned.
Exactly.
And now, that is exciting, the first responders being added to that.
How's
that gone in New Mexico?
Well, it's our first task. We announced it a couple of days before the official announcement because our Patriot dinner was two nights before the official announcement. So I just kind of took it on myself to blab about it to 300 people at our dinner.
There you go.
And I paid the price, but, you know, what the heck? I'm married. I know how to deal with it.
That's right.
So anyway, how it's going is I figured our first challenge was getting the word out. And doing that, your program, this support from Calvary has been tremendously important for us there. And getting into a police department to talk to the chief is not an easy deal.
Yeah.
You can't go into a police department anymore. Yeah. But we were able to get an invitation to visit the chief of police in Rio Rancho. And then he's the president of the New Mexico Police Chiefs Association, who had a conference 2 weeks after we met him, and he invited us to come and speak. And there were about 50 police chiefs from all over New Mexico in that room, armed to the teeth. I never felt so safe in my life. It was a great place to be.
Well, I have to say, and you say Rio Rancho, politics aside, I have nothing but good things to say. What I'm familiar with, what Greg Hull's done up in Rio Rancho.
Me too. Yeah.
Greg Hull, and Chief Steele, the chief of police there, is awesome. Yeah. And Greg Hull is fabulous.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Chief Steele has a son who's a law enforcement officer in Norman, Oklahoma, who just had a very serious injury on the job in Norman. And here we are looking at scholarships.
Do you know his name?
I don't.
Okay. Well, our listeners, regardless, God knows his name. He knows every hair on his head. We'll ask our listeners to pray for Chief Steele.
You said? Chief Steele's son.
Chief Steele's son.
His son, in Norman, Oklahoma. Oh, that's not good news, but hopefully there'll be some on the way.
So anyway, we bumped into a couple of policemen at Jimmy's after I spoke at a Rotary breakfast there last Thursday. And these two patrolmen were in getting their cup of coffee before going out on patrol, I guess. And I introduced myself and, hey, we've heard about it. And that was the first feedback we've gotten that our visit to the deputy chief of police, Albuquerque, the police department, he's doing it. He's
very
getting
good.
The word out to the troops.
Very
so we
good.
Gave them each a challenge coin and a invitation to come play golf in our tournament and come to our dinner. So those things are upcoming.
Well, good. So, I mean, you know, you plant a seed and it's got to grow and spread. Yeah. And
hopefully,
hopefully this part of it, you know, let me say this to the listener. If you know a first responder who's been wounded, disabled, or lost their life in the line of duty, they have a family that needs support, that's exactly what Folds of Honor is for. Now, if someone does know someone, how does that family connect with Folds of Honor?
Foldsofhonor.org. That's all you got to do. Go to the website, then there's a pull down for scholarships, and enroll.
Okay.
You gotta do.
So they do it on the national site, then the national site probably connects them with you, and assuming.
If there needs to be a connection. For example, we met a horse
Laura.
Officer. What was that, guys?
A
police officer, mounted police.
Bob and his daughter, Laura, who is going to nursing school in Pensacola. And he heard about it and contacted us. And she was fortunate to be just in the time frame to be able to apply before it closed for this year. And so she did that. And
we haven't announced him yet.
Yeah.
Lovely visit with her. And she's promised to keep in touch and keep us informed as to how school is going. And, of course, being a retired nurse, it's close to my heart.
And her father was a disabled law enforcement officer who is able to ride a horse. So he's part of the, what do you call it?
He is the part of the horse patrol, but basically special events only.
Yeah, only.
Right.
Yeah.
And, right.
And he is a super, well, I have super
to,
nice man.
You know, these are great stories. I have to imagine now after 10 or so years here in New Mexico, you have to be encouraged by what you see happening.
Oh, we are. And the feedback's tremendous.
Well,
we don't hear back from a lot of the scholarship recipients or their families because, you know, if they don't want to share, they don't have to.
Life's busy.
It is, yeah. Well, and right now we're supporting 33 scholarships, active scholarships.
Wow.
With an annual budget of about $158,000.
So great.
Those kids don't have to worry about a big debt load when they graduate from school, and that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think education is absolutely important. And we're misled in thinking that way by, yeah, it costs a lot of money, and you'll have a big loan to repay when you
graduate. If you want to do it, you find a way usually.
Yeah. Of course. Usually. Well, we had a delightful experience. Year before last, we got these two beautiful cards, and the printing looked identical on them. And we said, So we opened them up, and I'm sure they were twins that received scholarships, and one was going to be a biological scientist in Texas, and the other was going to nursing in Utah. And that just made our hearts swell so much that, you know, just to thank us because we didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
And here they found us and said thank you very much. And that just, that makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, you know? So if someone wants to, someone's listening and they're like, you know, absolutely, you know, this is something I want to give towards. Now, would you direct them to the
same website?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then
there's a donate button. Pops right up.
Well,
right.
So
if you go to the foldsofhonor.org, and then there's a state. You click on New Mexico.
Yeah. Under the chapter thing. And then find New Mexico. Click on that.
So if you do want to donate directly in for New Mexico, you can go to newmexico.foldsofhonor.org.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And yeah, I see it there. There's and there's all kinds of great information, by the way. We don't have time to do it today, but the website includes stories. You want to find out who's partnering with Folds of Honor, just click on the site there.
We have amazing corporate sponsors.
And you'll see a list of corporate sponsors there. Many you're probably familiar with. Great to see local names on here. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then really, to go into detail, we talked about, you know, the founding of Folds of Honor as a whole, and then, of course, Rio Grande Patriots becoming Folds of Honor here, charter years ago. But the whole mission statement, the board of directors, for New Mexico, it's all there on the website at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. And that is a great way to support the outreach of Folds of Honor here in New Mexico. But there's some events just around the corner that we want to let you know about. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll let you know more about that. And more about Folds of Honor and what they're doing here in New Mexico on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us. We're in the midst of a conversation with Colonel Quick, retired USAF, and his wife, Pat. Now, Pat, you served as well as a nurse.
I was a nurse, exactly.
That's right. How many years did you serve?
I served 4 years, and that was, it shows you how old we are. That was at the time that after we were married and I was with child, they discharged you at the convenience of the government. You were not allowed to stay in.
A very different time.
But I was stationed with the nurse that filed the lawsuit that got that regulation changed back then.
Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, well, thank you. It was my honor and privilege, let me tell you. I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
And you say 4 years, you've continued to serve. You and Colonel Quick both, what you do with Folds of Honor to reach out to families that have lost someone on the line of service, and whether it's military or now, just recently added, as we've already mentioned, first responders, to provide scholarships for these families, and what a difference that it is making. Greatly appreciate all that both of you are doing here in New Mexico. I'm kind of curious, you know, it's real easy for me to be supportive of Folds of Honor. I was raised in the military, and I appreciate I was just raised to appreciate it. And I'm curious how much traction you're getting with people who really don't have that connection. Are you starting to see, or does an abundance of that support come from military? And it's good, you know, here in New Mexico, I mean, with three bases.
Here's what I see, and I'm gratified by this all the time. New Mexico is ranked number 22 in benevolence across the nation. Every state has a ranking.
Yeah.
And the least benevolent, the last time I looked, was Connecticut, followed by California, followed by, you know.
And this is a state of poverty.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think what comes out is in the poorer states, there's more supportive giving. Huh. Like we've found out in fundraising and making reservations at the various venues where yeah. we've held our events, is that there's something going on every weekend night around the year
yeah.
here, benefiting somebody for something.
Yeah.
And they're all good causes, you know. Being the poorest state in the union financially
yeah.
does not help you at all when you raise funds. But what it really illustrates is the big hearts of the people in the small business community that step forward and yeah. say, let me participate.
You know, I have to tell you, that is one of the most encouraging things I've probably heard this week. Because so often on this show, we talk about things happening around the state
yeah.
and us being on the bottom of the good list and the top of the bad list. Some improvement in some places you see gradually, but to be number 22, you yeah. know, it almost feels like being on top of the heap.
Exactly.
That's a real encouragement.
Well, when we started this interview today, you made mention of the fact that you love living here, and there are a lot of reasons why you love it. It's beautiful
yeah.
and got a lot of things going for it. But the spirit and heart of the people that are in Commerce today
yeah.
really are the ones that impress me. And I'll give you just a brief example. We were downtown for an appointment to interview somebody with related to Folds of Honor, and we were killing time. We're always early, so we were really early. And we were down on Central and parked a car, and we're on one side of the street's the men's hat shop, and the other was that Southwestern Indian goods souvenir place that went out of business,
uh-huh.
unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But we went in there first because we're just going to look around and look at the Indian jewelry and
right.
the blankets and stuff. And all the way at the back of the store, in this big store, there was a guy unpacking a box full of Indian pottery. And so we just happened to stroll past there as he's pulling a jug out, and it's one of these $600, $700, $800
right.
genuine articles, you
right.
know,
beautiful.
From one of the Pueblos. And he saw my shirt, because I always wore a Folds of Honor shirt for mm-hmm. Folds of Honor business. So what's the Folds of Honor? And then I told him, and he handed me that pot.
Wow.
He just handed it to me. Let me pack this up for you. And we gave him a donation thing, and thanked him very much, and went back every year for another pot, and he handed it to us.
Very good.
And that's how it works. And then
yeah.
we went across the street to the men's hat shop, killing time again.
And Stuart,
and the owner of the men's hat shop
Stuart.
Comes out. We what's Folds of Honor? And then he handed us a $250 gift certificate for a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Albuquerque to me,
yeah.
New Mexico. People are out there to help.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm a retired Air Force guy. Pat served in the Air Force. And we tell that story. And that kind of puts us in a position of being able to talk well about Folds of Honor,
right.
what the impact on families is, you know.
Right.
So,
well, I'll amen what you said about the business community. You know, I spent 17 years on radio here on this campus,
yeah.
Many years before that, but and then spent several years doing development and sales outside of the studios, rubbing elbows with people in the business community, mm-hmm. Being parts of the various chambers and networking groups. And I would just amen what you have to say, yeah. because I've seen that generosity, mm-hmm. And iron sharpens iron. You know, the business community, they know each other, and they refer each other and
right.
and more than once before. And I mentioned it even today when I went to, the partners, tab on the newmexico.foldsofhonor.org website, and the list of local businesses and organizations that are connected with Folds of Honor, it's just, you know, self-supporting.
Right. And that's not all of them. I mean,
right.
that's just some of the bigger sponsors are really on there. But
yeah.
There's so many people that want to help. It's just very gratifying. And So let's fill up our events.
Yeah, that's just we're like-minded. Well, let's give them a way to help. If you click on the events tab at newmexico.foldsofhonor.org, you'll see the 8th annual Patriot Golf Shootout. It's scheduled to be at Isleta on, the 7th of July. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what date does that make it?
Friday.
You're doing flights.
Right. It's a shotgun.
Okay.
No, it's a shotgun. And pick your own team, foursomes, and you can buy a whole foursome or just play individually.
Okay. And obviously the proceeds go to benefit Folds of Honor.
100%.
New Mexico. I would encourage people to be a part of the golf tournament. Still looking for sponsors for the golf tournament?
Absolutely.
Always.
Okay. Yep.
Or volunteers?
Absolutely.
Yep. If people want to come out and help, they certainly can. We have some volunteers. We always use more. There's on-course stuff to do, and be a beautiful day.
What is the best way for someone who wants to be involved with the golf tournament in at this short, late date to connect with Folds of Honor?
Well, our telephone number's on there, and that's my cell phone number and my email address, so I'd be happy to... talk to anybody that wants to.
If somebody's listening and wants to write it down, it's
505-350-3996.
Yeah, and here's the email too. quick@foldsofhonor.org.
Right.
You can email there or send a message through the website. Just fill out the fields.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely.
A lot of easy ways to do that. All right. So what else do we need to make sure we let people know about, Colonel Quick?
We have
the infamous Patriot dinner coming up, red, white, and blue all the way. And this year we're going to have a color guard from the Albuquerque Fire Department presenting the colors.
Very good.
And
is that a first?
Yes.
Since with the first responders just being added? Okay.
Yep. And we're really grateful to them for that. Then we're going to have an invocation by Jeff Carr, who's a retired minister from Mesa Baptist Church, wonderful guy, and is the head of the police chaplain corps for Albuquerque Police Department and Rio Rancho. So he's a chaplain, has been for years, and he'll be there for the invocation.
Now, do you know where the Patriot Dinner is this year already?
Yeah, Isleta also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on September the 8th with a auction preview 6 to 7, dinner at 7, and the program begins at 8.
Which I'm going to guess there's going to be a beautiful piece of native pottery as part of the auction.
I already have several pieces.
And jewelry. And yes, we've got some great things.
We have a very, very special auction item. I think most everybody is aware of our Medal of Honor recipient, Hiroshi Miyamura, that passed late last year. And he has donated to us, or was donated, of his items. We have some of his coins, some signed items of his, and it will be a very special live auction. We'll have a special tribute to Hiroshi.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you frame or put in a place
exactly
of honor.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Really cool stuff.
All right.
And then we'll have a recipient speaker come and talk about the scholarship program, and that's always a very powerful thing. And this year, I think we're going to have a mother-son be there like we did last year actually too, and that's a powerful deal. And I don't know if I haven't mentioned it yet, but
You need to get like a tissue place to sponsor.
Yeah,
right.
We've done that.
We had red, white, and blue tissues on.
The one of the great organizations, service organizations here in town called the Rotary Club del Norte, are our charity partners for the second year of this year.
Oh, very good.
And they've really put some boots on the ground to go out and round up some tremendous silent and live auction items for our sale.
Well, very good. I want to make sure we mention the golf outing again. The 8th annual Patriot Golf Shootout is going to be at Isleta on July 7th. It supports Folds of Honor. All the proceeds go to do that. You can put this on your calendar already. It's on the website for Folds of Honor. And actually, that website, newmexico.foldsofhonor.org. Just click on events and you'll see the Patriot Golf Shootout and the 8th annual Patriot Dinner. That's on the calendar now for September 8th, probably. Pat, looking for volunteers and assistants there as well.
Always.
Yeah. So go to that same website, click on Contact Us, and reach out to Folds of Honor. Spent time this afternoon again with Colonel James Quick, retired USAF, and Pat, his wife, who also served in the United States Air Force as a nurse. Thank you both for your service, and thank you for the work you do with Folds of Honor. When you have something, I know you will because you do, because I've asked you to. Will you reach out again and let us know? And
get sure.
Okay. Oh, absolutely, absolutely will. Steve. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wouldn't miss it.
All right. Well, listen, coming up after the break, we're going to give you a little preview of the homeschool convention starting at Legacy Church tomorrow with Cape, New Mexico. That's after the break on ABQ Connect.